the whole idea behind any kind of advertising or marketing is to simply show students the benefits that they can get from going to your studio. Often, marketing gets a really bad reputation. What we're talking about here when we use the word marketing is simply showing potential students what they can gain from having the experience of coming to your studio. It's never about taking advantage of anyone. It's never about getting people to buy something they don't want or need. It's about showing them the benefits that they could experience in their life by becoming a student in your studio. And by the same token, it allows you to bring more students into your studio and therefore earn a better living from having a studio. Moving back to that initial experience a student has, they call you on the phone, let's say, and they want to learn more about your studio. You engage them. You ask about their yoga practice. The next step is to bring them into your studio, and not just to bring them in to offer them maybe a free class or a $5 class or something, not just any class. What we want to do is bring them into the studio in a way that guides them into having that exceptional experience. Consider a new student, someone who's been contemplating yoga for months, maybe even for years. They finally get up the courage to call your studio and ask about coming to a class. Now, for that student to walk in your studio and to come into a class, even if it's a beginner class, it's kind of like you trying to jump on a treadmill that's already going at 10 miles an hour. And you don't even know yet if you can run that fast. So here you have this student. They're nervous enough about even calling the studio, and now they're afraid that they're going to walk into a class. Everyone will know how to do yoga way better than they will. They'll be embarrassed. They'll look funny. And that's the last thing they want. So what are we going to do? We're going to help them in a way that guides them gently into the yoga experience so that they can truly get a taste of it and get that experience in a way that's very comfortable for them as they start out. Here's what that might look like. And it'll vary from studio to studio. You'll need to pick a particular implementation that's right for you. But one method that I particularly am fond of is offering a beginner series. And basically, it's four classes or six classes. But what it does is it's specifically designed as an introduction to yoga. You can call it a workshop. You can do it maybe a half day on two consecutive Saturdays, or even do it one day. Or you can do it evenings, whatever suits your population the best. But the idea is you're going to have students come in and you've conveyed to them that this is absolutely a beginner class for people who either have not done yoga regularly before at all, or maybe it was a long time, they just did a few classes, but this is where the treadmill stops and they can get on comfortably with the full knowledge that it's going to ramp up very slowly. They're going to learn with other people who are starting in the same place. To a new student, this is invaluable. Another aspect of this experience is it's going to be taught by one of those teachers that just really has the packed classes, one of those teachers that can really bring in new students and really appeals to them. New people love to take her class or his class. They feel like they really get yoga when they're with that teacher. That's the kind of teacher who you want to teach this introductory class series or workshop.